We are happy to see him every day.
总非常喜乐的来,
Amen. He's always happy to see us.
他一直都是很
He's happy to see our face. He's happy to see our eyes. Amen.
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 When Jesus came,
当耶稣来的时候,
He asked His children,
他问了他的儿女,
Children, did you eat?
孩子们, 你们吃饱, 吃了没?
That is our Jesus.
这是我们的耶稣,
Amen.
Amen.
Whenever He comes down,
当他每次来到这次,
He's asking you,
他来的时候,
他问你, 你哈? 你哈?
你好?
你哈?
你好吗?
How are you?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm fine. Every day,
每天,
that he's asking you. My children, how are you?
我的儿女们,
are you happy?
你今天快乐吗?
Are you crying?
你今天在哭泣吗?
My children,
我的儿女们,
I love you.
我爱你们,
that's our Jesus.
这是我们的耶稣,
he cares for you.
他非常的照顾你,
because he loves you.
因为他爱你,
this morning,
今天早晨,
we are going to see him. Jesus,
耶稣,
come.
来到我们当中,
come, Jesus.
耶稣求你来,
we want to see you one more time.
愿你来, 来, 我们再见到你,
speak to us.
愿你来对我们说话,
you are our Father.
你是我的父亲,
full of compassion.
充满的怜悯,
full of mercy.
充满的恩慈,
we want to see you.
我们要见到你的面,
we have come to touch you.
我们今天来, 来,
when we call upon your name,
让我们, 抓住你的名字的时候,
when we call upon your name,
我们抓住你名字的时候,
when we call upon Jesus,
当我们抓住耶稣的时候,
and your heart is moved,
你的心就被摇动,
when your children call you,
当你的儿女呼唤,
your heart is moved,
你的心就被摇动,
now we want to call you
现在我们来呼求,
all the time,
我们要常常的呼求,
my Jesus,
我的耶稣,
my Jesus,
我的主,
my Jesus,
我的耶稣,
I want to call you,
我要来呼求,
from morning till night,
从早晨到晚,
I want to call you,
我要呼求你,
my Jesus,
我的耶稣,
my Father,
我的父啊,
my Daddy,
我的,
my Daddy,
我的父啊,
I want to call you,
我要呼唤,
every day,
我呼叫你的,
every day,
每日,
I want to call you,
我要呼求你的,
my Daddy,
成为,
my Daddy,
我的父,
my Jesus,
我的耶稣,
I'm so happy to call you my Daddy. Jesus,
为我的父, 耶稣,
you are my Daddy.
你是我的父,
you are my Daddy.
你是我的父,
I love you.
我爱你,
I love you.
我爱你,
Daddy, 父, come.
愿你来,
this morning,
今天早上,
I want to see you
我要来见到你的名,
as my Daddy.
是我的父,
I want to see you as my Daddy. Come, Jesus. Come, Jesus. Speak to us. I'm waiting. I want to listen to you. I want to listen to your voice. I want to touch your heart. Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
I want your heart. I want the compassion.
你的怜悯连续之心,
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
谢谢父,
thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣,
thank you.
谢谢耶稣,
thank you.
谢谢.
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督圣名,
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Yesterday, I spoke about the praying people. These days, I'm just sharing with you the characteristics of a praying people. What is demanded of a praying person? If you want to be an intercessor, number one is passion for Jesus. And number two,
第二,
is compassion for people.
怜悯别人,
this is what I want to share you this morning. Yesterday I shared
昨天我跟你分享,
passion for Jesus.
对耶稣的热情。
Today,
今天
I want to share with you,
我给你们分享
is a compassion for people.
对人 的这个怜悯。
That is Jesus.
这是耶稣的
心。Look at him.
你看到耶稣的时
候 He is a man of prayer.
这是一个祷告的人。
Jesus is a man of prayer.
耶稣
是一个祷告的人。
You know his prayer.
你知道
他的祷告
is coming from his heart.
是从他内心发出来的。
It's full of compassion.
充满了怜恤。
It's full of mercy.
充满了
His heart speaks.
他的心说话。
When he prays,
当他祷告的时候
his heart speaks.
他的心就说话了。
That's demanded of every praying person.
这也是对
所有一个祷告
人的要求。
We pray from the heart.
我们必须要从内心发出来的祷告。
We pray from the inner spirit.
从我们内里面的灵里面来祷告。
It is not from the mind.
不仅是从我们的大脑，我们的头脑祷告，是从心里面发出来的祷告。
The heart of Jesus.
耶稣的心
is full of love,
是充满着爱
full of compassion,
充满着怜悯怜恤
full of mercy,
充满了怜悯
And everyone who is a man of prayer
所有一个祷告的人
should have the heart of Jesus
必须要
有像耶稣一样
full of mercy,
充满着
怜悯
full of compassion,
充满了怜恤
Then you can be a praying person
然后你才
可以成一个祷告的人
We see in Ezekiel chapter 36
我们看到以西结第36章
Ezekiel chapter
36, verse 26.
I will give you a new heart. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh.And give you a heart of flesh.
我要赐给你们
一颗
新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will take the heart of stone.
我要把石心拿出来，除掉。
And I will give you the heart of flesh.
要赐给你们一颗肉心。
This is a heart of compassion.
这个心是一个充满了怜悯、连续的心。
If you are a praying person,
如果你是一个祷告的人
this is, and the Ezekiel says,
像以西结所说的
God speaks to Ezekiel,
神对如
何对以西结先知说话
I will take away the heart of stone,
我要
把那个石心除掉
and I will give you a heart of flesh,
我要赐给你们一颗肉心
that is compassion,
是充满了怜恤的心
Full of compassion.
充满的
连续连续
Your heart will be moved.
你的心就
会被影响
It will not be stone anymore.
不再是一颗石心
When you see someone crying,
当你看到一个人在哭泣的时候
Your heart will be moved.
你的心就会受感动
When you see someone hungry,
看到一个人饥饿的时候
Your heart will be moved.
你的心就会受感动
When you see someone dying on the street,
你看到一个人这样快死边远在路上的时候
your heart will be moved
你的心就会有感动
When a child is aborted
当一个孩子将要被堕胎之前
your heart will be moved
你的心就会有怜悯的心
When someone loses a husband
当一个人失去的那个先生的时候
your heart will be moved
你的心也会受感动
When someone is lying on the street for 36 years
当你看到一个人躺在路边36年的时候
your heart will be moved
你的心也会受感动
That is Jesus
这个就是耶稣的心
That is Jesus
耶稣的心
You look at his life
你看到他的一生
His heart was moving.
他的心常常有
充满着怜悯。
That what Ezekiel is speaking.
这就是以西结所说的。
Heart of flesh.
是一个肉心。
It's not a heart of stone.
不再是一颗石心。
Praying people.
是个祷告的人。
They have a moving spirit.
祷告的人有一个
受圣灵
感动的心。
It's a moving heart.
是个时常被圣灵感动的心。
Many times, you begin to cry.
当你在哭泣的时候。
Why?
为什么?
You don't know.
你不知道为什么。
When you see somebody,
当你看到一个人,
you cry.
你就,
Or when you even sit inside your room,
当你在你的房间,
you begin to cry.
你自己眼泪,
you don't know why.
不知道为什么。
You have the heart of flesh.
因为你有一颗石心。
The power of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的大能,
is moving you,
在你身上动工。
Because you have the heart of flesh.
因为你有一颗石心,
一颗肉心。
It is not a heart of stone. It is a heart of flesh. Many times you say, I don't know why I'm crying.
经常你说我不知道为什么突然间会想要哭。
I don't know, something is happening in me.
我不知道在我心里面在有什么事情发生。
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
I tell you.
我来告诉你们。
You are an intercessor.
因为你是个代祷者。
Amen.
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 Someone has a pain. Someone has a problem.
感觉到别人的疼痛。
Now you have a pain.
所以你自己感觉到他们的情况。
Someone has a problem.
有别人有问题,
you have a pain.
但是你可以感觉到他们的痛苦,
because you have a heart of flesh.
因为你的心是肉心,
this is Jesus.
这个就是耶稣的心,
this is Jesus.
这个就是耶稣,
full of compassion.
充满着怜悯,
when someone is crying,
当一个人在哭泣的时候,
Jesus could take up the pain.
耶稣他能够承担我们的痛苦。
Amen.
Amen.
Full of compassion.
充满着怜悯,
every praying person,
每一个祷告的人,
should have heart for people.
必须要对人有怜悯的心,
heart for other people.
有这个怜悯别人的心.
When someone is suffering,
当一个人在痛苦的时候,
it comes to you,
来到你身上,
you feel the pain.
你会感觉到,
you feel the pain,
你感觉到这个痛苦,
but you don't take the pain inside.
但是你,
你不要把这个痛苦, 到你的心里面,
you have to release the pain.
你们要释放这个痛苦,
that is a problem of many, many intercessors.
这个是一个代祷者所碰到一个问题,
that is your problem.
这个就是你们所面对的问题.
You open your heart,
把你的心敞开,
for all the problems,
为别人的痛苦,
that is not your calling.
并不是你的呼召.
Now your calling,
你的呼召,
is look at the people,
对着人,
and see the problem,
不是他们, 看见他们的问题,
take it,
然后接受,
and then release. Release to your Father.
释放给天上的父神.
Don't take it inside.
不要把别人的痛苦,
if you keep it inside,
收到你自己的心里面,
that will affect your body.
会影响到你的身体.
That will affect your mind.
会影响到你的思想.
The pain of somebody,
别人的痛苦,
will make a double pain in you.
会使你有加倍的痛苦.
If you don't release it out,
若你不小心把它释放给天上,
you have to release.
你必须要释放给,
this is what Jesus did.
这个就是耶稣所做的事.
People said,
有人说,
why? He's the Son of God.
他是神的儿子.
But why?
为什么?
Because he was releasing.
因为他释放出来, 释放给天上.
John.
让我们看约翰福音,
chapter 11,
第十一章,
this is what Jesus was doing.
这个是耶稣所做的事,
you know, Jesus can do miracles.
知道耶稣他可以行神迹吗?
But in some places,
但是在有些地方,
you can see Jesus as an intercessor.
你看到耶稣是个代祷者,
he's not only Son of God,
不仅是神的儿子,
he's an intercessor.
他也是个代祷者.
We see here,
我们看到,
John chapter 11,
约翰福音第十一章,
this is a miracle. He is raising a dead man,
他是死而复活,
but in this place,
在这地方,
he stands as an intercessor,
但是他也是个代祷者,
as a praying man,
这个祷告的人.
Amen.
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 Jesus is here,
耶稣在这,
praying for somebody.
为他代祷,
he's standing in the gap,
他为站在破口,
because there is a gap in his family,
在那个地方有一个破口,
so every praying person,
所有代祷者,
stand in the gap. When there is a gap,
你在哪个地方有破口,
there is a loss,
这有一个损失在那里,
when there is a loss in the family,
当在家里里面有损失的时候,
and you stand there,
and you
pray for those people,
为那些人来代祷,
and fill up the gap,
就把那个破口补起来的时候,
God is calling you as an intercessor,
当一个代祷者,
to be a bridge,
来成为一个桥梁, 把那个破口补住,
every praying person,
所有祷告的人,
is a bridge,
是一个桥梁, 一座桥梁,
when there is a gap,
如果看到一个破口的时候,
stand in the gap,
你站在那个破口上面,
and bring the people together,
把人连接起来,
every praying people,
所有祷告的人,
will not make a division,
不会造成分, 分裂,
but every praying person,
所有祷告的人,
will bring the people together,
把人跟着连接起来,
will bring,
很好,
will bring the churches together,
教会连接起来,
that is a call of intercessors,
是个祷告的人, 是个和睦的人,
when the churches are divided,
当教会分裂的时候,
but the intercessors always make a bridge,
代祷者就是一个桥梁，常常建立桥梁。
Amen.
Amen.
You may belong to a church.
你可能是属于一个
教会的。
You may belong to a denomination.
你可能是属于你的教派的。
But you will love the church.
但是你必须要去爱这个教。
You can see the praying people.
你可以看到这些祷告。
They go from church to church.
这些祷告人他们从这个教到这个教会。
Will be attached to one church.
但是他连在一个教会里面。
But still go from one church to another church.
说他从这个教会
到另外一个教会去。
So that they will become a bridge between the
church. 他成为这个教会之间的桥梁。
When there is a gap between husband and wife,
当先生跟妻子当中有一个破口的时候，
God always releases the intercessors.
常常释放这些代祷者。
They will go inside,
来到他们
家庭，
and they will stand in the gap.
他们就站在破口当中。
There is a gap.
在那里有
破口。
Short time,
在短期的时候，
maybe 1 month,
可能在那个一个月、两个月。
That is a gap.
那里有一个破口。
And that is the time this intercessor stands there.
那个时候，这个代祷者就站在这破口里面。
And bridges a gap.
就把这个破口补起来。
You know, my father and mother.
我的自己的父母亲。
They used to fight.
他们经常在那边吵架。
Because my mother loves the Lord.
因为我的
母亲
非常爱主。
But my father loves money.
但是我的父亲
非常爱钱。
So it's a big fight.
所以经常在那边
争战。
So my father even beats my mother.
所以有时候我的
父亲会打我的母亲。
He doesn't allow her to go to church.
他不允许他去教会。
Big battle.
所以有一个很大的征战。
And then finally,
但是有
one day my father asked my mother.
我的父亲对我的母亲说。
Now, who is first for you?
谁在你生命中是第一位，是首位的
？Is your God or me?
是你的神还是我
？You know, my mother said.
你知道我的母亲说什么吗
？Yes, I want both.
他说我要两个都要。
I want you.
我要你。
I want God.
我要神。
But he said no.
但是我的父亲说
I want to know.
不行，我要知道。
Who is first for you?
谁在你的生命当中是首位的
？Is me or your God?
是我还是你的神
？And finally she said.
所以他说我的母亲他说
Is God first?
是神是在我生命中第一位。
He was so angry.
所以父亲非常的生气。
You know, many days,
所以很多日子,
they used to fight.
他们以前常常在那边争吵。
Sometimes they don't, you know, talk for 3 days or 4 days.
有时候他们
闭口不言
三天,
you know,
四天。
My mother prepares food.
所以我的母亲她
因为经常
她经常准备食物
and then tell me.
她就告诉我
tell your father.
告诉你的父亲
here is the food.
这里让他吃的食物
ask him
叫他来吃
ask him to come and eat.
叫他来吃。
Then I tell him.
所以我就告诉我的父亲
Mother has prepared food for you.
母亲已经准备好这些食物给你。
Go and eat this food.
请你来吃。
So he eats the food.
对的，父亲就。
Then he will tell me.
然后他就告诉我。
Okay, tell your mother.
告诉你母亲。
I have kept the money in the bank.
我把钱存在银行里面。
Ask her to take the money.
请他去银行。
Then I told her.
我就告诉了母亲。
You know, father has kept the money there.
父亲，你知道。妈妈，你知道这个爸爸他把钱放在银行吗？可以去领钱了。
And then she tells me.
然后他母亲就
tell him，
告诉父亲。
This evening, ask him to come back earlier.
晚上叫他早一点回来。
Then I go and tell him.
然后我再说，我就跑去跟我的父亲
讲
earlier，
请你早点回来。
Because mother wants you to come.
因为妈妈要你回早一点回来。
Then he said, "No, today I cannot come."
但是爸爸说不行，我不能
来。Then I tell him, "He cannot
come." 我妈妈说他不能来。
I'm all the time.
所以我整天都见。
I run from here there.
这里到那里。
From my mother to father,
妈妈到
妈妈 and father to mother,
从父亲到父亲
what I mean.
是在中间走来走去的，做他们中间的桥梁。
One small boy,
当我对还是小孩子的时候
standing in the gap.
比如说像小孩子一样站在破口当中。
Three days, four days,
三四天
running between people,
在人的
当中跑来跑去的。
That is the call.
这就是你的呼召。
If you are a praying person,
如果你是个代祷者
standing in the gap,
要站在破口。
When you know there is a gap,
你知道看到有破口的时候
God is calling you,
人就呼召。
Get inside.
到那破口当中
There is a gap in the family.
如果你在
家庭当中看到破口
Get inside.
要站在那破口
When there is a gap between the churches.
当你看到
那教会跟教会之间有破口
Get inside.
就要站在那破口当中
You are a praying person.
是个祷告的
You are the bridge.
你就是那个桥梁
God doesn't want any gap.
神不要看到有破口当中
Ezekiel chapter 22 Ezekiel chapter 22,
以西结二十二章
verse 40,
第十四节
chapter 22,
第二十二章
十四节
verse 30, sorry, 30,
到第三十节
chapter 22 verse 30,
二十二 章第三十节。
So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one.
我在他们中间
寻找一个重修墙垣，
在我面前为这国站
在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
That is a gap.
这有一个破口。
Is there anyone who can stand in the gap?
有人可以站在这破口当中吗？
That is a call for the praying people.
这是个代祷者的呼召。
Today there is a gap.
今天有个破口。
Gap between God and the people.
在神跟人当中的一个破口。
Because of disobedience.
因为人的叛逆。
Because of unfaithfulness.
因为人的不信实。
And that is a time.God is calling for praying people.
这个就是神呼召人来代祷祷告的时候。
Go in between the people.
必须要人站在人跟人
人跟神
之间
的。
In between God and people.
在
神跟人中
间的破口。
Is there anyone?
有人
who can stand before me?
有人愿意站在我面前吗？
As a wall.
比如像那城
像
那墙一样
so that my judgment will not come upon the people
我的审判
不会临到这百姓当中
my mercy will come
让我的怜悯能够来到他们
that is the work of every praying person
这个祷告人的工作
when you stand
当你站在那个地方
you will stop God's judgment
你站在破口的时候你又堵住
神的审判临
到 God's mercy will start flowing
神的怜悯可以临到
Amen
Amen
Our God is a God of justice
And
also is a God of mercy.
也是一个充满怜悯
连续的神 Amen?
Amen.
When people disobey,
当人叛悖逆的时候
God comes with his judgment.
神把他的审判
要临到
God comes with the justice.
因为他
的公义
But the intercessor stands before God.
但是当代祷者站在破口的时候
And then God releases his mercy.
就把
他的怜悯降下来
We need his mercy.
我们必须要神的怜悯
When praying people stand before God.
当祷告的人站在破口的时候
God releases his mercy
神就会把他的怜悯释放下来
Jesus became an intercessor
耶稣本人他就是一个祷告的人
to stand in the gap
代祷的人他站在破口当中
That was a gap
因为他
看到一个破口
because of the sin
因为
人的罪
but Jesus came
但是耶稣来
stood in the gap
他就站在破口堵住那个破口 Amen
Now we see in John chapter 11
那我们再看约翰福音第十一章
Now JesusNow we see the loss in this family.
看到这个家庭
当中有一个
损失
That is Lazarus died.
因为拉撒路死了
And then now you look at Jesus.
但是
当你看耶稣的时候
Before he releases his power.
当
还没释放
他的能力之前
Now first he releases his mercy
他先释放出他的怜悯
He releases his compassion
他的连续怜悯
Because first he stands as an intercessor
他首先站着是个代祷者
Full of compassion
充满着怜悯
Chapter 11
第十一章
Verse
33 第三十三
Therefore when Jesus saw her weeping And the Jews who came with her weepingHe groaned in the spirit and was troubled.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他
同来的犹太人也哭，就心里
悲叹，又甚忧愁。
Groaned in the spirit.
在心里悲叹。
And was troubled.
而也且忧愁。
Verse 38.
第三十八节。
Then Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it.
耶稣又心
里悲叹，来
到坟墓前。那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。
Groaning in the spirit.
在心里面悲叹。
That is a stirring up.Staring.
要煽动起来。
Something happened to Jesus.
在心里面他有受感动。
Staring.
在他心里面有感动。
Jesus saw something.
耶稣看到。
That touched his heart.
看到的东西。
And it began to stir him.
影响到他心里面。
开始在他心里面
搅动。
It began to stir him.
开始在心里面搅动。
Something in him.
在他心里面。
Now he's going to come out.
然后他现
在正要出来。
That is his mercy.
就是他的怜悯。
That is his compassion.
怜悯连续要出
来。It's a father's love.
是天父的爱。
It's inside.
从他里面要散发出来。
Now something is happening.
正有事情要发生。
Something is happening.
正要发生。
Somebody is crying.
有人在哭泣。
The loss of somebody.
因为着别，
因为着别人。
The cry of somebody.
为别人来哭泣的时候。
Touching the heart of the Father.
感动了天父的心。
Whenever you have a problem.
每当你有问题的时候。
Touching the Father's heart.
你的问题他
感动到神的父的心。他开始
在心里
搅动。
Moving.
他的心里面就
会
感动。
Mercy.
怜悯。
Is moving.
会开始搅动，它在正在运行。
Never keep stay in a place.
不要停留在一
个地方。It comes out.
它不会
停留在。
It comes out. 它会流露出来。
It's compassion.
是神的怜悯。
Something happened. Groaning means.
在心灵悲叹。
In Greek it is called.
希腊文的意思是。
In Greek it is called paga.
在
希腊文就是 paga.
Staring.
是心里面在搅动。
You know the paga means?
你知道 paga 的意思吗？
Something new life coming out.
新的东西要出来，
新的
生命要出来。
That is called stirring.
这个就是一个搅动的意思。
Paga means?
Paga 的意思。
When you have a stirring,
当你有一个搅动的时候，
some new life is coming out.
新的生命要出来。
That is called the compassion.
这个就是
怜悯，连续。
Jesus compassion.
耶稣
的连续怜悯。
He's not shedding some tears.
并不是眼泪掉出来。
People also have are crying.
这些人也在哭泣。
Jesus also was crying.
耶稣他也在哭泣。
But Jesus compassion.
但是耶稣的怜悯。
Called paga.
叫做称为 paga.
Compassion.
这个连续怜悯。
Coming out.
正要出来。
To give a life to somebody.
正要把生命传递出来。
That is called the intercession.
这个
就是代祷。
That is called prayer.
称为代祷，这个就称为祷告。
Prayer always brings a new life to somebody.
是要把生命传递给别人。
Amen.
Amen.
It gives a new beginning.要把
新的生命传递给别人。
He's grown in the spirit.
他在心里面悲叹。
And he was troubled.
他心里面
搅动。
He saw the people.
当他看到人的时候
，Martha crying.
当他马大在那边哭泣的时候
，crying.
看到玛利亚在哭泣的时候
，and people are crying.
看到众人哭泣的时候，耶稣他也流眼泪。
He touched his heart.
他因为他感动了他的心
，the Father's heart.
感动了天父的心
，was moving.
天父的心也受到感动，这是称为耶稣的怜悯。
The compassion of Jesus,
耶稣的怜悯
is different from the sympathy of the people.
跟
人的不一样。
It's a difference. There is a difference between the sympathy and compassion.
这跟这个体恤跟这
个怜悯有一点
不一样。
People have a sympathy for other people.
可能你有怜同情别人的心。
But Jesus has compassion for people.
耶稣
他是怜悯，怜恤。
When you see someone have a problem,
当你看到别人有问题的时候
，you also feel sad.
你也会同感。
You also feel like crying.
你也会感觉到要哭。
This is more sympathy.
这个就是有点像同情一样。
This is more in your emotion.
是你的情感有受影响。
This is more in your spirit.
在你的灵里面。
But the compassion,
但是连续怜悯
is not in the emotion,
并不只是在你的情绪里面。
But it's in the heart.
你的心也受感动。
It's flowing from the heart.
心里面发出来
了。So when the compassion comes out,
当你怜悯的心出来的时候
，it will do something.
会去因为有
行动出来。
It's not the destruction. It's not the loss.But it will always create.
并不是损失，而是
它会
创造生命出来。
It will always give a new life.
会准
备预备要创造新的生命
出来。
So every time the compassion of Jesus comes out.
所以每次当耶稣他有
怜悯的时候
，somebody is healed.
有人就被医治。
Somebody is free.
有人就得释放。
Somebody have a new life.
有人就得到
新的生命。
That is called the compassion.
这个就是称为耶稣的怜悯。
It touched him.
因为触动了他的心。
Share him.
触动了他的心。
Sharing.
在他心里
面搅动。
Everyone.
每一个人。
Everyone's life.
每一个人的。
Should be stirred up.
必须要被搅动起来。
Amen.
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 That's called the praying people.
这就称为祷告的。
Many people,
很多人
will look at this,
会这样子看
and go away.
然后就离开。
But the praying people,
但是祷告的人
the heart is stirred up.
祷告人的心被搅动起来。
So even when you go home,
你回到家里面
you will cease to keep on.
你会不断的祷告
continuous flow,
不断的
流入出来。
Because you are a praying person,
祷告的人
is compassion flowing.
神的怜悯在你的心里面。
You are not a spectator. You don't just look at the things,
你不只是去看而已,
but it flows from your heart. It touches the people.
会去感动别人,
and give a blessing, and give a life to the people. That is called the stirring. Jesus wept. Then you said, see how he loved him. Verse 36.
在第36节就看他们说,
Jesus wept.
耶稣,
then you said, see how he loved him.
犹太人就说,
你看他爱这人是何等恳切,
how he loved him.
看这个人如何的爱,
this is the way he loves the people.
耶稣他怎么样去爱别人,
he's not only crying,
自己有哭泣,
he's groaning in the spirit.
他心里面悲叹, 他心里面搅动,
we see Romans chapter 8,
让我们看罗马书第八章,
verse 26,
第26节,
this is a groaning in the spirit.
在心里面搅动,
Chapter 8, verse
26.
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助,我们本不晓得当怎样祷告,
只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
There is no explanation. But there is something going on inside. It's groaning inside. It's tearing inside. Now God is speaking to you. You have to release out. Don't keep it inside.
不要,
don't keep it inside. It is a problem for your body. It will be a problem for your nerves.
停在你身体上会造成身体的问题, 你必要释放出来。
First, Jesus is crying.
首先耶稣他哭泣,
so he is releasing.
他就释放出来。
So when you have too much pain,
当你在里面有流的问题的时候,
keep going.
当你在里面有叹息的时候, 要继续。
Even you feel like crying,
当你 在里面想要哭的时候就哭, 释放出来。
Release, 就哭, release it. That's what Jesus did.
这是耶稣所做的。
The first thing,
第一,
he saw something going,
他看到在,
something going inside,
在心里面有东西要出来,
release,
他就释放出来。
He started crying,
就开始哭了。
Now do you see why you cry?
那你们知道你,
because you're releasing it.
因为你在释放一些东西出来。
That is why many times,
是很多时候, 我为别人祷告的时候,
when I see them crying,
我看到他们在哭的时候,
I'm very happy.
我非常高兴。
Amen?
Amen?
It is released.
因为是一个释放。
You don't keep it inside.
你不把它保留在心里面。
It has to come out.
必须要释放出来。
The second one,
第二,
is not only crying,
并不只是要哭,
he's releasing to the people,
他也释放这些人,
as a blessing,
把祝福释放出来。
Because he stands for the people,
因为他站在人的破口当中,
and touching the Father's heart,
在神跟人的破口当中,
and releasing to the people,
触摸天父的心来释放这些人,
as a new love,
把新的爱,
the new love is coming to these people,
释放出来, 来到这个人群当中,
that's called release,
这个叫做释放,
from the Father's heart,
从天父的心来释放,
the compassion is released,
把天父的怜悯释放出来,
we have to release,
我必须要释放出来。
Amen?
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 Stir up,
必须要搅动释放出来。
You know, you see the washing machine,
你看到那个洗衣机的时候,
you just put all your dirty clothes inside,
你把所有脏的衣服丢进去,
and then press the button,
就按按钮,
something happens,
有什么就事情发生了, 都一直在转。
You can see,
你可以看得到,
it's rotating,
因为它在旋转,
staring,
在搅动,
staring,
在搅动,
finally it throws out,
然后后来就出来,
so pure,
就是非常清洁的, 干净的。
After big staring,
经过很大的搅动以后,
you can see,
你会看到,
a new blessing,
有新的祝福出来,
that is called the stirring,
这就叫做搅动,
something happened to him,
有一个事情发生,
that means something
is coming, 有东西, 导致有东西要出来,
when there is a stirring,
当心里面有搅动的时候,
keep going,
继续让他,
keep praying,
继续祷告,
something is going to come out,
继续在里面祷告, 因为有东西要从里面出来,
somebody is going to be healed,
要被,
somebody is going to be blessed,
得到祝福,
something is going to happen,
有事情要发生,
keep on praying,
继续祷告,
don't stop,
不要停止,
if you have an urge,
你有一个负担，不要停在那，
spend the time,
要花时间。
As the Holy Spirit leads you,
当圣灵带领你，感动你的时候，可能五分钟， 可能30分钟，
keep on releasing,
继续祷告，
then finally
释放出来，
feel peace,
然后直到你感觉到平安为止，
then you can stop,
然后你就可以停下来。
Until then,
直到那时刻，
God,
不要停止，
praying to the Lord,
继续在灵里祷告，
praying in the Spirit,
继续向主祷告，
or even crying,
甚至哭泣的祷告，继续的释放。
Somebody needs your prayer.
有人需要你的代祷。
You don't know who.
你不知道是谁。
But somebody.
但是有一人。
Who is in problem?
有人有问题。
Who is in pain?
可能在痛苦当中。
Needs your prayer.
需要你的祷告。
That's why God is calling you.
就是神他呼召你。
At this time.
在这个时刻。
You have to pray.
你需要祷告。
But you don't know the person.
但是你。
谁不认识这个人。
But the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Intercedes.
会为你代祷。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Why
you have the groaning? You don't know.
是为什么? 这是保罗所说的。
You don't know what you pray.
你不知道你在祷告的是什么。
The Holy Spirit intercedes. He brings out the meaning. He takes it to the right person. Because Holy Spirit is a bridge. Holy Spirit is the interpreter. Somebody has a problem. And someone has a solution. So Holy Spirit stands in the gap. And connects the people. Connect these two people. And now your prayer has a meaning.
Then
it goes to somebody who needs the blessing.
Amen.
That is the work of the Holy Spirit. He will do it. You need not worry. Many times you are confused. Why I cry? Why am I praying like this? You don't know.
你不知道,
but the Holy Spirit knows.
但是圣灵知道,
somebody needs your cry.
有人需要你的哭泣,
somebody there,
有一个人,
very far, doesn't know how to pray.
I
don't know how to cry. He's there. And through the Holy Spirit telling you, you cry for this person. You pray for this person. You see in Matthew chapter
8,
that is this man standing in the gap. It's not for himself. It's for somebody else. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented.
耶稣进了加百农，有一个百夫长近前来，求他说，主啊，我的仆人害瘫患病，躺在家里，甚是疼苦。
Pleading with him.
来到他面前求耶稣,
interceding for his servant. His servant is lying somewhere far,
很远某一个地方,
but now he's standing before Jesus and asking for his mercy. He's standing in the gap and now praying for him. And now the healing touch of Jesus is flowing to that servant. At the same time, at the same hour, that is called intercession. Someone stands in the gap. And now he's able to touch the heart of the Father. And the love is immediately flowing. The compassion is immediately flowing. That's what we see Jesus. When he saw Martha and Mary,
he
started staring up. Groaning up. And then he came to the in front of the tomb.
来到这个坟墓面前,
Lazarus,
就说拉撒勒,
come out.
出来,
the word came.
这个话语出现, 拉撒勒,
come out.
出来,
Because something happened. Now he has to release. That is called the word. The word came. Lazarus, come out. And he came out. Because something stirred up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When God, the Holy Spirit sets you,
当圣灵搅动你心的时候,
there is something inside, God's Holy Presence in you,
神的同在于你,
God's life in you,
神的爱在你里面,
that will come out. But if you have an evil spirit,
但是你当你有邪灵,
that will come out.
也会跑出来,
that is why every intercessor should be holy.
必须要成为圣洁的,
be holy. Because when something from somebody
当一个东西从别人,
touches you, it tells you something inside will come from you. What is inside will come from you. If you have an evil spirit, that will come out. If you have a Holy Spirit, that will come out. That's why we have to be holy. We have to walk with the Holy Spirit. The intercessors, praying people, should be very careful what spirit you have. Are you having a distressing spirit of soul?
你有所罗的这个灵吗?
Distressing spirit of soul.
像所罗?
Soul. Or the singing, dancing spirit of David. Amen.
Amen.
When David began to sing and dance, something stirred up this man. The soul of Saul was stirred up. It is not the good spirit. It is not a God spirit. This is an evil spirit. The Bible says the distressing spirit came out.
就是看到扫罗的这个搅扰的灵出来。
Every praying people, when you stand up, be careful what spirit you are releasing. Are you having a Holy Spirit? Are you having your human spirit? Because God wants you to release the spirit. Holy Spirit always brings a new beginning. The Holy Spirit always heals the people. Amen? Staring. Staring. Compassion.
搅动出神的怜悯,
Jesus, full of compassion.
耶稣他充满着怜悯,
whenever his heart was moved,
当他每次他的心做搅动的时候,
you can see miracles.
Amen?
Amen.
Miracles all the time.
神迹奇事,
healing people,
医治,
or multiplying bread. Always miracles.
有神迹这个饼, 无饼而已的神迹,
compassion.
他的心因为充满着怜悯,
Matthew,
马太福音,
chapter 14,
第14章,
verse 14,
第14节,
and when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick.
耶稣听见了就上船从那里独自退到野地里去众人听见就从各城第十四节耶稣出来见有许多的人就怜悯他们医好了他们的病人。He
was moved with compassion.
他的心里受搅动就充满着怜悯。
Compassion always is moving.
怜悯就是一直在动有行动的。
It's always coming out.
一直都是出来的,要流露出来的。
Matthew chapter 9,
马太福音第九章,
verse 36,
第36节,
but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
他看见许多的人就怜悯他们, 因为他们困苦流离, 如同羊没有牧人一般。
Jesus, when he saw the people having no shepherd,
耶稣他看到这些没有牧人的时候,
they are like orphans,
好像孤儿一样,
he was moved with compassion.
他的心就受感动, 充满着怜悯的,
he always touches the father's heart.
这个就是触摸到天父的心,
when he sees the orphan children,
他看到这些孤儿的时候,
when he sees the widows,
当他看到寡妇的时候,
when he sees the broken family,
他看到这个破裂的家庭,
when he sees the single women,
他看到单身的,
heart is moved. And his compassion comes out.
就出现.
Amen. Every praying person, when we see somebody, they have a problem, and our heart will be moved. Every time you can see a miracle, miracle, not because he's a son of God. Miracle comes because always because of the Father's heart. Amen.
Amen.
He loves the people. When we pray, we touch the Father's heart, and the compassion is coming out. That is called the miracle. Every praying person should be able to touch the Father's heart, and we will be able to see the miracle in our lives. He is a Father. He is a Father. When we touch the Father's heart, His compassion will flow. You can see the healing. Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter
7,
verse 13. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise."
主看见那寡妇就怜悯她，对她说，不要哭。于是近前按着杠。
You know, this woman, widow, was coming. And this dead young man, they carried a dead young man. People were crying. This woman was crying. And Jesus came that time. And Jesus looked at this young man. And then Jesus looked at this woman. The Bible says, she had no husband.
She had
only one child. Even that child died. This is the only son, her future. Now she lost the future.
She
has no hope. No future.
没有未来, 没有盼望,
and she's crying.
这个寡妇在哭泣,
I lost my husband.
她想说我,
I lost my son. Now why should I live?
那我为什么活?
And that's the time.
这个时刻, 耶稣他就来,
when she was crying,
刚才在哭泣的时候,
his heart,
感动了耶稣的心,
was moved.
感动了耶稣的心,
that's how the Bible says.
这是圣经所告诉我们的,
he was moved with compassion.
耶稣他就充满着怜悯,
not just like other people.
并不是对别人,
single woman.
是对这个寡妇,
widow,
这个单身的妇人,
no husband,
没有先生的妇人,
no lost even one child.
他唯一的儿子也失去了妇人,
no one,
他没有任何人,
no, look at Jesus.
但是当,
那我们来看耶稣,
was moved with compassion.
他充满着怜悯,
he came,
他就,
and touched the dead body.
触摸这个死人,
young man,
说年轻人,
rise, arise,
出来,
young man,
少年人,
arise,
我吩咐你起来,
Jesus,
耶稣,
shouted,
他就大声,
touch this body,
说叫他起来,
touch this body,
他就触摸他的身体,
young man,
说少年人,
arise,
我吩咐你起来,
you can see the command,
看到这个耶稣他的权柄,
authority,
他的话有权柄,
it's a power,
是有能力的,
it's flowing from his heart,
是从他的心发出来的,
it's a compassion,
是充满着怜悯的,
compassion,
充满着怜悯的,
it's an authority,
因为充满怜悯, it's a power, 有权柄, 有能力,
it will go over the people, it will go over the Satan, it will go over the
或是撒旦的作为,
it will go over the death.
Okay, 越过这个死亡,
that's called compassion. Compassion is a command. It can stop the death. It can stop the loss. That is called the compassion.
这个就称为怜悯.
Many people think
有很多人认为说,
compassion means 怜悯. Oh, it's so mild. So gentle.
怜悯是一个非常温和,
but you look here,
但是你看这时候,
compassion is a command.
是个命令,
compassion is authority.
怜悯是个权柄,
the authority over your death.
对死亡有权柄,
the authority over your sickness.
对疾病有权柄,
the power over your loss.
对这个你所
的
权柄，
这个
能
力 ，power，
这个能力
，is a power over your death，
对死亡
有权柄
，power over your loss，
对你的损失
，is called compassion，
称为怜悯。
When Jesus began to touch，
当耶稣
来触摸
，when Jesus began to speak，
当他开始说话的时候
，it is not authority of a son of God，
并不是神的儿子的权柄
，but it's a compassion of the Father's heart，
是天父怜悯
心的权柄。
Amen，
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 Amen。
Now, do you see?
所以你看到吗？
When God calls you as an intercessor,
当你神呼召你作为祷告的人的时候，
you may not be the son of God.
你或许你可能不是神的儿子。
But you have compassion.
但是你有怜悯。
Now you can command.
所以你可以释放。
You can command the dead.
你可以使人复活。
You can command the losses.
你可以使得损失能复原。
That is called the calling of the intercessors.
这个就是代祷者的呼召。
Praying people.
这个祷告的人。
Through your compassion.
借着你的怜悯。
You can rebuke the Satan.
你可以斥责撒旦。
You can rebuke the Satan.
你可以斥责撒旦。
You can rebuke the losses.
你可以斥责这些损失。
Amen.
Amen.
It's called compassion.
就称为。
You know, many people think.
很多人认为。
Compassion means.
怜悯。
Oh, so gentle.
是非常的温柔。
So gentle.
非常温柔。
Gentle.
是温柔。
But it's a power.
是这个能力。
It's a power.
这个能力。
We have the authority.
是充满了权柄。
Because of the compassion.
因着怜悯。
Jesus commanded.
耶稣他吩咐。
Young man, rise up.
他吩咐少年人起来。
You know, I saw a movie.
但我
看到一部电影。
This movie
在这电影里面
is the life of Jesus.
是讲到耶稣的一生。
You know, they show this event.
也描述到这个
故事。
They bring this young man.
他们把这个少年人带出来。
And people are crying.
那很多人
就在。This also is crying.
然后这个父人在哭泣。
Jesus comes.
耶稣就来。
He looks at the dead body.
他看到这个死人。
He looks at this mother.
他看到这个母亲。
You know, then slowly the picture changes.
所以这个电影这一幕就换了。
The face of the young man.
这个少年的脸。
Becomes the face of Jesus.
变成耶稣的脸。
And the face of this mother.
这个妇人的脸。
Becomes the face of Mary.
母亲的脸成为玛利亚的脸。
It's completely changed.
完全的改变了。
And now,
在然后呢
？Jesus looks at his mother.
耶稣就对他的
母亲
看，他在流眼泪。
Jesus,
耶稣
，my son,
我的儿子
，you are my only one hope, my hope.
我唯一的盼望，我唯一
的希望。Now you died.
现在你已经死了。
You die.
已经死了。
Where will I go?
我要去哪里
？She's crying.
他在那边哭泣。
Then Jesus,
耶稣他就来
，to his mother,
就对他的母亲
，and wipes up the tears.
就把他的眼泪擦掉
and touches this man,
然后触摸这个人出来从死里
出 to the mother,
就把他带到他面前带到他母亲面前
this is called compassion,
这个就是
怜悯
when something happened to somebody,
当一个是临到一个人的时候
it is not some other family,
并不是别的家庭
this is my family,
你把他认为是你自己的家庭
what happens to you,
在你身上发生的事
happens to my Jesus,
也发生在我的耶稣身上。
When you look at somebody,
当你看别人的时候
it is not for them,
并不是只有给他。
This is happening in my life.
也是在我的生命上你可以有同感你可以怜悯
That's why you stand in that gap.
你可以就是要站在破口上面
and pray for those people.
为他们祷告
This is called the compassion.
这个就是
称为怜悯
Not just the onlooker, not the spectator.
并不只是在那边
旁边
在那边观看
You belong to those people.
乃是你是把自己当作是当中的人
Compassion
是怜悯
belonging to somebody
是好比你是属于这个人一样
build up a relationship
建立这个关系
you are not a stranger
你不是一个陌生人
you belong to part of this family
你是属于这个家庭里面的一个人
that's what we see the experience in Jesus' life
看到耶稣他的经历
then Lazarus died
当拉撒勒死了
then Jesus came inside
也当耶稣来到里面
they looked at Jesus
他们看到耶稣
as their own brother
如同他们的兄弟一样
Lazarus died,
拉撒勒已死了
but our Jesus
但是我的耶稣
is our brother.
是我的兄弟
Amen.
Amen.
They looked at him
他们就看到他
as their brother,
好比他自己的兄弟一样
then Jesus raised up,
所以耶稣他
出来 as a father in the family,
好比在家庭里面的父亲一样
as the father,
好像父亲一样
so I will raise up, Lazarus come back,
拉撒勒从死里复活
That is the call of every place.
这是所有
代祷者的护照。
We belong to family.
我们是属于这个家庭里面。
You don't look at the maybe the language.
我们不是只看到言语,
you don't look at the denomination.
不看到教派,
we belong to this family.
我们是属于这个神的家的一部分,
God's family.
我们成为上帝的家里的一部分,
every praying person,
每一个祷告的人,
will feel the oneness.
感觉到同合一,
you know, many people ask me,
很多人就问我,
how you go to all the churches?
你如何能够去这么多教会?
You know, today I preach in Baptist church.
今天我也来到浸信会。
Tomorrow I preach in Presbyterian church.
明天我可能到长老会。
And the next day I will preach in the Assembly of God church.
另外一天我到神召会去。
I preach everywhere.
我到处讲道。
How can you do that?
他问我说, 你怎么样去做这么多事情?
I feel.
我感觉到
I belong to God's family.
我是属于神的家庭里面的一部分。 Amen.
This is God's family.
这是神的家庭。
Presbyterian.
长老会。
Baptist.
浸信会。
Methodist.
卫理斯教会。 每一个人
belong to my Jesus.
这是属于我的耶稣的。
I belong to Him.
我属于他的。
We are one family.
我们都是在一个家庭里面。
That is a praying people.
这个就是个祷告的人。
He will go beyond.
会超越这些的。
You will go beyond.
会超越越过这些。
Go beyond.
你是必须要能够越过这些，踏过这些。
Not just one area.
不仅是在一个地区，一个地方。
You belong to one denomination.
你是属于一个教派。
But you will love all the denominations.
但是你必须要去爱所有的基督教派。
You should belong to one church.
你必须要归属一个教会。
But you should love all the churches.
但是你需要爱所有的教会。
That is the call of a praying people.
这是一个祷告人的呼召。
If you are an intercessor.
你是个代祷者。
You love only your church.
不仅是你要爱你的教会。
You love only your denomination.
不只是爱你的教派。
You are not an intercessor.
如果你只是爱他们, 你就不是一个祷告人。 你要去爱所有的教会。
You should belong to one church.
你必须要属于一个教会。
But you should love all the church.
但是你需要爱所有的教会。
Amen.
Amen.
You may belong to one nation.
或许你是属于一个国家的人。
But you will love all the nations.
但是你必须要去爱所有的列邦, 所有的列国。
You will pray for all the nations.
你必须要所有的国家的祷告。
That is the call of an intercessor.
这是个代祷者的呼召。
You will go beyond.
不越过这些界限, 越是,
You see, when God calls people,
当神呼召人的时候,
they always have the passion,
他们一直都是有,
and compassion,
有怜悯,
Deuteronomy,
对神的热情,
还有对人的怜悯,
Book of Deuteronomy,
那我们看生命记,
Chapter 9,
第九章,
we see Moses,
我看到摩西,
you know, God called this man,
神呼召这个人,
as a praying man,
是个代祷者,
but you know what happened,
祷告的人,
this man, in his life,
你知道发生什么事在他的生命当中?
You can see in Deuteronomy,
那看到生命记第九章,
Chapter 9,
第九章,
you know, he goes to God,
他来到神面前,
goes up to the mountain,
他来到山上,
this is called passion.
这个就是对神的热情,
Moses is an intercessor.
摩西是个代祷者,
we see in Chapter 9,
我们看到第九章,
Verse 9,
第九节,
he went up to the mountain,
他来到山上,
to seek the face of God,
要寻求神的面,
but then you will see,
但你会看到,
in Verse 17,
第十七节,
and then he came down,
他就从山上拿下, 他从山上下来,
Verse 11,
第十一节,
he came down for another 40 days,
他经过了40昼夜,
first, he has 240 days fasting.
他禁食40天,
first 40 days fasting.
第一次的40昼夜的禁食,
to receive the passion.
是要领受从父神那里的热情, 第二次的40天的禁食祷告,
for the people.
为着人的怜悯来禁食.
So every time, when Moses goes to the top,
接到到山顶的时候, 上的时候,
to seek the face of God,
要来寻求神的面,
God always releases him to the down.
神就把他释放来到山下。
One is a passion.
首先是对神的热情,
another one is a compassion.
另外是对人的怜悯。
If you love the Lord, you cannot stay there.
你不能只停留在山上。
People have a problem, you will come down.
要从山下来,
when your husband 下山, has a, your husband has a problem,
当你的,
先生有问题的时候,
there is a problem in your family,
在你家庭里面,
you will not always stay in the church.
不能一直留在教会里面。
Yes, you will come.
可以到教会去,
you will receive His glory,
你受他的荣耀,
then you will go back,
然后你必须要回到你的家,
you will bless them, you will bless your people,
来祝福你的子民,
His passion for God,
首先要,
and compassion for the people,
然后你要对人的,
that is the call of the intercessors, praying people,
是个祷告的人,
never think,
不要,
all the time,
不要一直想说你就在那边祷告, 祷告, 就在山上, 就停在山上,
mountain,
要到
place where you seek the glory of God.
你领受神
的荣耀的地方。
That's a passion.
这个对神的热情的爱。
But then you have to come down.
但是你就要下山。
Release the compassion.
释放对人的这个怜悯。
Passion.
必须要有
compassion
的热情。
Both merge together.
然后有人的怜悯。我们看到在摩西身上这两边两面都有。
He loved the Lord,
因为他爱主。
And he released the compassion to people.
他爱主以后呢
他把怜悯释放给这些百姓们。
All is standing the gap,
他就站在破口。
Exodus chapter 32, Exodus,
哦，在出埃及记的32章
verse
32节
he stands in the gap,
他就站在破口。
Whenever he goes before God,
当每次他来到神面前的时候
then he stands before God for his own people.
站在神跟人中间。
Yet now if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written.
摩西在为以色列百姓代求，
他说上或
你肯
赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
He is an intercessor.
是个代祷者。
He loves the Lord.
因爱主。
But you look at his prayer.
当你看
他祷告的时候。
Lord, have mercy on my people.
说神啊，求你怜悯我的百姓。
If you don't forgive my people.
如果你不赦免他们的罪。
Take away my name.
就把我的名从生命册上涂抹。
Take away my name.
从生命册上涂掉。
Take away my name.
把我的名。
From the book of your life.
从生命册涂。从生命册涂抹。
That means.
也就是说
That means if my people don't come, I will not come.
如果我的百姓他们不
能够来，我也不来。
I will come.
要来
with my people.
要跟着我的百姓一起来。
Because when you come closer to God,
因为每当你来到亲近神的时候，你爱主。
And then you love your people.
你也必须爱你的子民。
Praying people.
一个祷告的人
love the Lord,
会爱主
and love the people.
来去爱别人
Amen.
Amen.
You love the Lord,
你爱主
but you hate your people. That is not a praying people. If the more you love the Lord,
当你越爱主
the more you love the people.
越爱别人
Amen.
Amen.
Passion,
是
compassion,
对神的热情
both come together.
人的
怜悯
that's why we love the Lord.So that we should be able to love other people. It's compassion. Every praying person know how to love the Lord and know how to love the people. Amen. Passion and compassion
go
together.
Ask
the Lord, I want to be a praying person. I want to love you, Lord. And I want to love my people.
我的百姓成为我百姓的祝福
Lord,
主啊
I'm ready.
我已经准备好了成为我百姓子民的祝福
Give me a heart to love you.
赐给我爱你的心
And give me a heart to love my people.
也赐给我能够爱人的心
I'm standing in the gap.
我要站在破口
Thank you, Father.
谢谢天父
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵
Thank you.
谢谢
Thank you.
谢谢
This morning,
今天早上
God is calling you.
神在呼召你们
God is calling you.
神在乎到你。
Compassion.
怜悯。
Father's heart.
天父的心。
Father's heart.
父神的心。
Is full of love.
是充满着爱。
Full of compassion.
充满着怜悯。
Jesus.
耶稣。
Jesus.
耶稣。
I need your heart.
我需要你的心。
Jesus.
耶稣。
When you look at me.
当你看我的时候。
I am not a stranger to you.
我在你面前不再是个陌生人。
I am your child.
我是你的儿女。
When I look at other people,
当我看别人的时候
give me the same heart.
是赐给我同样的一颗心。
Give me a heart to love them.
一个爱人的心。
Give me a heart to pray for them.
一个代祷的心。
Jesus.
耶稣。
Full of compassion.
充满着怜悯。
I want that compassion.
我需要你的怜悯。
Jesus.
耶稣。
Jesus.
我需要你一样的怜悯。
Take away the heart of stone.
把石心挪开。
Give me a heart of flesh.
赐给我肉心。
Jesus,
yes,
let my heart be moved.
让我的心被搅动起来。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵
stir up my heart.
圣灵来
stir up my spirit.
搅动我的心灵。
Release it.
释放。
Thank you, Holy.
谢谢圣灵。
Compassion.
怜悯。
Mercy.
怜悯。
Is flowing.
连续要
thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣
灵。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
This morning,
今天早上
God is calling you.
神在呼召你们。
Thank you. God is calling you. Praying man. Praying woman. Take away the heart of stone. Receive the heart of flesh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for your people. Raise these people. Heart for other people. Heart for other nations. Heart for all the churches. Raise these people. When the nation is perishing. When the families are lost. Give them a heart. Give them a burden. To pray for those people. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.